Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What's happening, friends? Let's play a voicemail that we got last night.
Morning, Bobby. Morning, studio. So watching Super Bowl commercials, there was one that had Lunchbox's winning song on it. And I for sure thought because he's so famous, he would be on it. But he wasn't there. Guess he's not so famous after all. Have a great Monday.
I mean, what a... Can I just tell you something? That call was so dumb. There wasn't a single famous person in the commercial.
I didn't see the commercial. I saw a couple. But
DJ Khaled was in there.
Yeah, he's the one that made it.
Yeah, it's his song, I guess. He's very famous.
At the very end, he comes in, but the other people were not famous. They were just normal people. So to her, I can't believe you weren't in it. It's not like they casted big names. They had DJ Khaled at the very end, but they just had random lady working at the office. I mean, it wasn't
famous. Is your point, though, if they were, you would have been casted?
Yes.
Oh. Let's do one more here.
First-time caller. I'm hoping to get a shout-out for my daughter who turned 16 today. Her name's Bristol. Valentine's baby. It's a really tough day to have a birthday because you can't go to dinner because it's so crazy busy. So just hoping to get a shout out from my friends on the radio show. Again, her name's Bristol. Have a great day.
That's true. That kind of sucks. Dang.
Where's the shout out?
Having a birthday and a holiday at the same time. Yeah. Bristol, happy birthday. Happy birthday on Valentine's Day. Dang, I think I just change it. I like legally could be the 14th, but I would just be like, my birthday's the 15th or the 13th. You can call us. We hopped on a few minutes before 10 because our phones only work until 10, apparently. If you do want to get on right now, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. Call into the post show. 877-77-BOBBY. On Get Real with Caroline Hobby, Caroline's talking to celebrity hairstylist Tyler Bishop and celebrity makeup artist Paige Higgins, who each share their journeys and how they landed Savannah Chrisley as a client. Who is that?
From Chrisley.
Todd Chrisley. Knows best.
Daughter. Oh, the Chrisley. Yes. Todd Chrisley's daughter, right?
Yes.
We got there.
They share advice on how to begin taking leaps in your life toward a purpose and how they both felt God placed certain gifts inside them for a purpose and felt guided to follow their heart's desires. Sounds intense. Hmm. Sounds moving. Sounds good. Get Real with Caroline Hobby. Check it out.
She used to do Wives of Country Artists, right? But at some point, you just run out of that.
She still does.
She does?
Yeah, she still does. I think this time, she just finds interesting people.
Yeah.
Like women, 99% of the time.
Yeah, I think that it evolves.
Yeah.
Things evolve.
Yeah, I agree, Amy. Evolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, I got a text from the Arkansas women's basketball coach during the show. I'll read it to you. He's the coach of the Razorback women's team. He said, keys to being good in pickup basketball games.
Ooh.
He sent me a whole list.
You heard the bit.
Nice. Yeah, because in the segment today, I'm like, I think I'm going to hire a coach to better me at playing pickup basketball. I could go and play right now. I wouldn't be that good. I'd be fine. I wouldn't be a liability, but it definitely wouldn't be leading scorer. I wouldn't even shoot that much. So he says, number one, wait until the teammates encourage you to shoot before you start shooting.
Encourage you?
Like, it says, number one, wait until teammates encourage you to shoot more before you shoot more.
Okay.
Like, if they're like, all right, hit it, then you shoot it. You don't just take it and chunk it up.
But if they never say anything, just don't shoot it?
I guess not.
Right.
Oh, man.
Don't catch and hold the ball. Either catch it, pass it, drive it, or shoot it. Don't stall the ball.
Triple threat.
If you don't seem open, cut to the basket at any time. Don't call foul unless it's obvious. Never call 3 seconds in the lane ever in a pickup game. Here's a couple more. Over the back is totally legal. On the back is the foul.
Interesting.
Be the guy that always keep track of score. That guy always gets invited back.
Oh, yeah, because everyone forgets.
Good luck in those pickup games. And he said, oh, yeah, when you're going to shoot, you're always the most open when you first catch it. Hmm. Don't catch it, hold it, and then shoot it.
The one that stood out to me there was the don't call fouls unless it's really a foul. Like, you don't want to be that guy that's always like, foul, foul, foul. He touched my hand.
Yeah, he got
foul.
Me. He got me right here. But we can play. We can play at the house once it gets a little warmer.
Yeah.
Get that going again. But we don't play
games.
Yeah, we play shooting running games, which ends up everybody being exhausted.
But it's better for us than a real basketball game.
Because we don't get hurt. Yes. Yeah. Ray, speaking of sports, Raymundo says he has a surefire way to get into any sporting event for $20. Or a concert, too. But it doesn't sound legal, but I'm ready to hear what you have here.
Yeah, so, I mean, you use it if you want at your own will. But here's the thing. So when you're going up to show your phone and get it scanned to get into an event, you don't have to have a ticket. All you do is these people that are working at the front, they're elderly. They just enjoy being around people. They're college kids, don't really care too much about their job. So what you do, you just put a $20 bill on your phone. And when you're going through the gate, you put it up to them. And if they're cool with it, they'll put you right through. If they're not, then they'll be like, I don't see your ticket. Then you just turn around and leave. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to work because $20 to them is awesome. They're the gatekeeper. They don't really care. And I've done it. Me and K-Dog did it at the Music City Bowl, got in. We had no tickets.
K-Dog?
But there's a lot of empty seats at the Music City Bowl. You probably could have gotten it for $5.
You couldn't. Yeah. Those tickets were crazy.
No, because it wasn't sold out.
It was sold out.
The Music City Bowl in Nashville.
With the Vols in Purdue was crazy.
It was sold out.
You could not get in. But yeah, it's called Greasing the Pig. So
Greasing the Pig.
As long as you're willing to do $20, $40, you can get right in. But you didn't hear it from me.
I called something else Greasing the Pig.
Yeah, and I'm talking about that.
What?
Alicia in Wyoming, you are on the air. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
You're on the air. You're on the post show. What's going on?
Well, good morning, studio.
Morning.
My name is Alicia, and I live in Wyoming, and this is an idea for Lunchbox's business that he's trying to do with the reservations.
Yeah, go ahead.
My husband works in an industry where he doesn't have, like, a schedule. We don't have scheduled weekends off. We don't have scheduled time off. So I think the reservation idea is brilliant because if he finds out at 3 that we have the evening to go out, we can't go anywhere because everywhere is booked. Well, we've been camping for years and years, and because of COVID, everyone else got a camper, and it's impossible to find good camping locations. Okay. If you could find a way to get, like, good primo camping, like, spots with hookups and everything, and be able to sell them, like, 3 days before the weekend, I know my family and lots of people in my husband's industry would pay like $500 for a good weekend camping spot.
Okay. Hey, I love that. That's extending the business. But outside of the restaurants, going somewhere else, an untapped market, that's really good.
Are you going to do any more of this reservation stuff once this is over?
Yeah. I mean, you got Mother's Day coming up. Guess what? Brunch.
What about a Friday or Saturday night? Just a great place.
Friday night, Saturday night is tough because there's so many restaurants. It's not every place is going to be sold out.
Hot spots.
I understand.
Lunchbox, don't forget Easter. Probably
oh, Easter brunch. Yeah. Good, good, Amy. Thank you.
Grab that brunch. All right, Alicia, we appreciate that. He's writing something down. No idea if he's writing down what you
campsites,
said.
Campsites, expanding business outside of restaurants.
That's genius. Good.
Not just that, but dog kennels, too. We only take our dog to, like, one specific place, and they're booked every weekend. Wow. And whenever we want to go, like, on a fun weekend getaway, like, we can't find a kennel for the dog, we can't find cool places to stay, and we can't find cool places to eat. So for those of us with schedules that aren't scheduled, like, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Dog kennels is tough because you have to tell them what size dog you have, so I can't, like, give my reservation up to someone that has a 5-pound dog and... different things like that.
I've been
that.
Greasing the pig at the dog place.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I don't get it.
Because what happens is Stanley can only go once a week now. He goes too hard. He's a bulldog, and they get hurt and they get sick. And Eller goes 3 or 4 times a week. Stanley can go one time. But during the Super Bowl, we knew we were going to have people over at the house. So we sent him up. I took him up at like 11. I picked him up at 3. And it's just a big room. They play with other dogs. And it's 7-8 minutes from the house. But I know Stanley will run through other dogs. Like, when he gets excited, not mean, he's a Kool-Aid man. Boom, busting through the wall. And so when I went in, I was like, hey, how are the dogs doing? Greased the pig. Gave him $20. Because Stanley has two write-ups already.
Oh, man. Is it 3 strikes, you're out?
3 strikes, you're out. But he hasn't had a strike in a long time. Probably in like 4 or 5 months. You know why? Because occasionally I grease the pig when I go in.
Yeah.
They don't reset the strikes. I mean,
I don't know. You
I
feel
mean,
like
lifetime
they should,
strikes
huh?
is a
like
lot.
January?
Yeah, you mature. Like yeah. A kid gets in trouble when he's in 7th grade. By 8th grade, he's a better kid.
Yeah, I need to check on
Not
him.
Not all the time, but yeah.
Yeah, sometimes he goes down the wrong path.
Indiana on Wednesday reported bird flu on a commercial farm.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
Chicken.
They said it was coming this way.
Indiana.
Oh, boy.
Indiana. The disease is already widespread in Europe, affecting Africa, Asia, and Canada. Eesh. Here's the problem. I got a couple problems here. Number one, I thought the bird flu was going to kill us 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and I built an entire closet in my house with supplies. I was like, this is it. This is the pandemic that's going to get us. And it never did, and then I just donated all the stuff like a year later. Secondly, we're never going to believe anything's real anymore because people will just be like, nah, that's fake too. Like any disease that comes now, you're going to have a bunch of people going, that ain't real.
Yeah.
Just because the precedent's been set. With anything.
Does this mean we're not going to be able to eat chicken for a while, or what does this mean for us?
I stopped reading it.
Okay.
Yeah. I got like 4 lines in and was like, I'm checking out of that story.
Fake news.
Mm-hmm. 82% of Americans fell in love with their dogs at first sight. That's interesting.
No, not me.
Let me think about us. Stanley was mean and sick, so yes, but my friend's like, hey, will you take this dog? And I was like, yeah, he looks cute. He goes, he's trouble. He's a really bad dog for a long time. We adopted Eller, and they just picked her up off the street, and they go, hey, this woman has her right now. If you want to, and she was tiny. She was way younger than they said she was. And so we go over, and she's like, yeah, she's great. She plays well with the dog. We took her home. She was a freaking terror. Aggressive. Because she was on the street. I can tell you from my firsthand experience, on the street, you got to be aggressive to survive. Now they're great. The only thing Eller does, she will take her toys. Stanley doesn't get to play with her toys or she'll kill them. Like, she has her possessions and they're only hers. I assume it's much like children.
Yes.
Who
that have their toys and
who
they don't want to share.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they have that a little bit. She guards. But, yeah, I think we pretty much saw them and we're like, yeah, we're in. But we'd have done it with any puppy. I think any puppy you fall in love with. If it's a puppy, you're like, that's a cute dog. It's small. I'll take it. Puppies are cute. Amy, you didn't?
No, mine weren't. I never had puppies. My first adult dog, Josie, when we rescued her, she was a Rottweiler. And when I got a call saying, we have this Rottweiler, come pick it up, I had to Google what a Rottweiler looked like because I didn't know for sure. And when I started reading about it, I was like, no way, we're not getting this dog. And it took me months. And then now every time she's since passed away, but every time I see a Rottweiler, I'm like, Josie.
And then spoke Spanish.
Yes, because apparently the family that had owned her just dropped her off at my church. He only spoke Spanish. Something about maybe he was getting a divorce and no longer could care for it. So he figured dropping it off at a church would give it its best hope of finding a family. So, yeah, my pastor called and we were looking for a dog. So we took it. And then my Labradoodle. We rescued her, too, so she was already grown, wasn't a cute puppy. She had been mistreated, so she was a little bonkers. And it probably took me a year. I think during when the pandemic hit and I was stuck at home with her for so long, that's when we bonded. Yeah. It took over a year.
Yeah, it took us a long time with both. With Stanley, because he was such a little dick. Mean. He was, man. Yeah. He was.
All right.
But he was cute.
Okay,
he was bad. And Eller was the same. I mean, they were both really bad dogs when they were puppies. But now they're awesome. And I look back, it was rough. It was rough with both of them. Eller was so, I mean, ooh, tough times, man. You guys are kids, don't even know.
Nah, man, we don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's nothing like a dog.
How long did it take you to fall in love with your kids? Joking.
Cops in New York City are looking for a guy who stole a single sneaker off a woman's foot. It was a Nike running shoe with $40. A thief yanked a sneaker off a woman's foot in a Brooklyn subway. I imagine he just wants to sniff it and like lick it and do that stuff, right? Right?
Probably.
They're just taking a shoe. It's not even like you're stealing a really expensive
shoe. Yeah, it was only a $40 shoe and he only got one, so he can't really do much.
Just sniff it and grease the pig. You know what
Weird.
Saying?
No. See, Bones?
There's many uses for grease the pig.
I don't get it.
Oh, you get it.
Amy, to grease something is to put money, cash, like you're greasing the palm. You grease someone's palm, I think is the original saying.
That sounds way worse than greasing the pig.
You grease someone's palm as you put money in it.
Okay.
But,
it's a baller handshake, yeah.
But the euphemism could be used in many ways. A bus driver in Florida was arrested after allegedly driving drunk while students were on board.
Terrible.
His blood alcohol level was 4 times the legal limit. Thankfully, thankfully no kids were hurt.
That makes me so mad.
Picked up 40 students and began his route.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
But you know what? Nothing bad happened, so that's great.
Thank goodness. Dang. And I hope that he gets help because clearly he needs it.
WPBF.com. An energy firm has apologized after 74 customers hit with power cuts during a storm received compensation checks for trillions.
Hey!
Oh my goodness.
That's cool. Yeah.
Cut my power.
Northern Power Grid is paying tens of thousands of dollars to people each.
Ooh, I'd cut my power for that.
Is this the first time they've done this?
It was an accident. They're not really paying these people all these money. They messed up and sending all their checks out. Oh, it was fun. Like there was a college, we didn't get to the story, probably a week ago, and they sent all of these kids a note saying they had won like some scholarship.
Full ride. I'm talking books, tuition, housing, everything for 4 years. It was like millions of dollars worth of scholarships. And then they came back and said, we sent that on accident.
Yeesh.
But then they ended up giving all the kids a scholarship.
Yes, but just the classes. Then they had to pay for housing and books.
But they weren't going to get that. Like those kids got a big financial lift because they accidentally got an email.
Yes.
Yeah, there was two different colleges that did it, and the other college didn't give them anything, I don't think. They were like, oh, sorry, that was just a mistake.
But that's why the electric company should do that, right? And like all these utility companies, when you don't have service, we shouldn't pay for that service. If it's 1 day, 2 days.
I don't think you don't pay for it. You don't pay for it if it's out.
What do you mean? I mean,
the meter doesn't run, so it's out. Right?
Very inconvenient, though, if that heater is out for 2 days.
Agree.
We need to check.
Agree, but you don't pay for it. But yes, it sucks.
Okay.
Yes, it sucks. I think that's it. Anything? One thought about the Super Bowl? Everybody want to give one thought? Ray, did you win your bet?
Yeah, Bay from the couples account did Bengals +4.5 because of our cat being a Bengal.
Let's go.
That wasn't Ray's pick.
Yeah, you didn't even pick that.
Oh, come on.
That was definitely Bay's pick.
Still won it.
But still, did you bet at all?
I told everybody Rams were going to win.
But did you bet at all?
No.
The only bet that you guys had was your wife's bet.
Correct.
It's a winner to me.
Yeah!
Winner to me. What's your thought about the Super Bowl?
I actually watched the entire game. I was shocked. Wow. I thought I'd go to bed. I thought it went along nicely. There weren't too many penalties. It was a really good, fun watch. The Odell thing sucked. Because, I mean, he was a star. He was probably going to be MVP. But what a great job.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
He got hurt.
Well.
Non-contact injury.
That was rough.
He's like, ooh, grabbed his knee and went down. That was it. Morgan.
I mean, I watched it, but I really just watched for the halftime show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give us a lot about that.
I mean, I really liked it. I thought Mary J. Blige probably.
What's her name?
Mary J. Blige? Blige.
Mary what?
Say it? Mary J. Blige.
Oh, boy.
How do you say it?
She's before you, so you've only read it. So it's okay. Remember, don't go after people for mispronouncing words because they probably only read the name.
But what are you reading, Blige? It doesn't even look like Blige.
Wrote Mary J. Blige up there, probably.
Blige.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has like an A and an I in it, doesn't it?
No.
Oh.
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Mary J. Blige.
Why is Amy even saying it weird?
I said Mary J. Blige. I'm okay, saying
that's
it.
Right. That time's right. Morgan, right. Your thought. Go ahead.
I think if she would have kept singing, I don't know if I would have necessarily liked it. It was good, but you could tell that she's definitely getting up there with her vocals.
Yeah, I liked when she did Let's Get It. That was good. I thought the second song was a little much.
The stressed out one or whatever? She was grabbing her head?
Yeah, I forget what it was.
Me too.
I thought it was a little much. I would have just been fine with Dre and Snoop, honestly.
The Kendrick Lamar part, though, I know people were hating on that, but I love that. The choreography that he did, like, on the ground with the stepping and everything, I loved it.
I didn't see anybody hating on it.
Yeah, I saw it online.
Although, I didn't look at Twitter the whole halftime show, and usually I do, and I tweet and I make fun of things. That's cool.
Because you were enjoying the show.
Yeah, just taking it in. Eddie, your thought?
I thought the commercials weren't very good. I didn't understand, like, maybe 10 of them. I don't know. So I think what happens is there's a lot going on in my house. People are screaming. And I'm trying to like listen and pay attention. But I would end the commercial and be like, I have no idea what that was
like
about.
It's like Amy watching a Netflix show. Because she's vacuuming at the same time. She doesn't know what's going on.
That Willie Skechers one, though, I really like that
Legalized
one.
Skechers?
Yes.
Here's the thing with commercials. Every year for the past 15 years, people go, the commercials suck now. Here's what's happened. More content is being created, put in more places by funnier people all the time. So this is not just the one avenue to see funny commercials. They're happening all the time everywhere. They're happening on TikTok. They're happening, like, funny commercials are, if it's not funny now or not compelling in some way, it shouldn't be on anything. So it just has to beat it out. So what they're doing now, they're doing a lot of, the same with the Super Bowl halftime show, a lot of stuff that reminds you of the olden days.
Ooh.
Like Dolly Parton's commercial was pretty funny. Like where it's like making fun of the like dog, like do it for, she's like, you can help a phone out. Like, your money can go towards saving a phone. I thought that was pretty funny. I thought it was well done. So I don't know about you thinking the commercials were bad.
I mean, you just mentioned one. There were hundreds.
The Anna Kendrick one when she was talking about the mortgage rates and talking about Barbie's house and how expensive it was and it's a competitive market. And then they show He-Man's castle and they're like, oh, you know, there's a great house, but you got some bad neighbors and here comes Skeletor. I mean, that was funny. Hilarious.
I didn't see many of them. We were chatting.
Yeah, it's hard when you have people over, too.
Yeah, like, that's funny.
Pay attention.
One. Lunchbox, your one thought?
I mean, I hit a square, so I was happy. I mean, I don't gamble online, so I mean, I hit a square and won some money. I was happy, and it was a good game, entertaining. It was fun.
You don't bet at all online?
No.
Tell them why.
Because I'll never cash out, so what's the point?
I never cash out. I've never once cashed out.
But that's what I'm saying. So I know that I won't cash out, so what's the point of putting money in there?
It's fun.
I mean, I have fun just watching the game. I have fun just putting money on squares or doing fantasy.
But if he's in Vegas, he's gambling the whole game.
You're not too good to gamble.
No, I'm not too good to gamble. It's just if I go to Vegas, I have that one little window to gamble, and then that's it. I don't gamble.
Yeah, I've never cashed out.
Right, and Eddie makes fun of me, but he's never cashed out either.
I've cashed out 3 times. I put the money back in.
But guys, I mean, y'all, I think it's just because it's like a new, like Lunchbox still writes checks. You know, like he doesn't, I feel like gambling on an app for him is a little more, like he's just not there yet.
That's true. Like, he likes the feeling of going to the window and messing with the person up there and be like, I'm going to take the Rams.
You're right. Yeah. I do. I enjoy that. I do. But I do want to say thank you to my wife for cooking dinner and having it ready in the middle of the game. That was awesome.
There was at one point last night, I'm on DraftKings, and they do flash betting during big games where it's like immediate. You can bet on immediate things. And Cincinnati just got the ball. And they were like, what's this next drive going to be? And I was like, I'm going to bet Cincinnati kicks field goal. And so I've been at $50. This drive ends in a field goal. And the odds were like plus 140, which means if you bet $100, you make $140. So $50, you know, whatever the case is. And so I bet, boom, and it won't go through. And it's going, connection, not good. So I bet it again. Connection, not good. So I bet it again. Connection, not good. And then all of a sudden, I look at my thing, and it's bet 3 times. And I'm like, no! And then it hit. And then it hit.
You won 3 times?
Yes, I won 3 times.
Typical Bobby.
Yep.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's how it works for him.
I did really well last night. So I was pretty pumped about that.
That was like in Vegas one time. We were at a roulette table, and our buddy just told one of our wives, here, just put it on black. And he'd give her a $100 chip. And she put it on black 35, not paying attention. And we were just talking, and then he looks over, and the ball's spinning. He goes, no, not black 35, on black. So he moves it to black. It hits black 35.
Yeah, no. And the best part of the story is, then Eddie goes, hey, man, if you want to make that up, put it on red 21.
And we all spin. Laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
Next spin, red 21.
I mean, two kidding? Chances right there, back to back.
Are you kidding?
Hilarious.
It was awesome.
Wow.
He was not happy.
No.
All right. You guys want to go $100 in the ball?
Hey, speaking of.
I don't have cash right now.
What do you mean?
But I'll just Venmo you if you hit it.
Yeah.
I know, not the same.
Sounds good.
We'll call it a day. Amy.
21.
27.
Mm. That's funny, guys.
Mike.
95. Eddie acts like he owns the number 21.
I'm the only one that did it every time. What are you talking about?
I do the same number every time.
You did 12 last
time
and you reversed it. And
I know,
you missed it
because
and it
Amy
21.
Said reverse it.
Lunchbox.
47.
44.
Dang. Ooh.
Watch this. Ready?
Eddie.
21.
8. Morgan.
54.
32. Ray.
99.
97.
97. That one hurt.
Yeah. Scuba Steve.
23.
67. Abby.
Oh, God. You almost hit me with the mic. The mic came flying over. Oh, 13.
87.
Sorry.
No winners today. But this dice, when it came in the package, right, it's like 1 in 100, would you bet your life versus $1 million?
Yeah. Yeah. How many times would you roll it? For every time it doesn't hit whatever number, you get $1 million.
Can you, but do you have to, again, nobody really plays this game.
No.
But do you have to pick all the amount of times up front?
Yeah.
Or, oh, you can't just go like
no,
one at a time?
No, you got to say right now, how many rolls will you take?
Yeah. Okay, I would do 3.
That's it? Yeah. Just $3 million? Yeah. Dollars?
Yes. Yes.
You can go up to $1 billion and never hit it.
Okay, my number is going to be 25. Let's see if I win $3 million. 25, oh my God.
You're dead.
I'm dead. I swear to God, it's the number.
Mike, go check it.
Oh my God. See,
Mike.
That's why.
And I haven't touched it, and I haven't touched it. You guys saw me stop it. What's that say?
That's 25.
Amy.
What?
This guy.
He just died.
I don't get it.
We lost Amy, Bobby.
The whole point of the 100
times
die.
I do die. Amy, we didn't know, but there's a curse.
Yes, the whole point.
I cannot believe that.
Oh, my God.
What the crap?
Dude, you would have won 100 bucks too.
No, you would have died.
No, in this game.
Okay, try again.
No, Bones, you're dead. Don't even shake it.
You can't
anymore.
Play again.
69. $1 million. All right, we got to go. Hey, thank you, guys. Hope you enjoyed the radio show. Hope you had a good Super Bowl. Hope you have a great Valentine's Day. We'll see you tomorrow. Amy, have a good time with Dustin Lynch tonight doing the special. People can watch that on the iHeartRadio YouTube page or listen to it on the radio station if we're on a local iHeart station. But we'll put that link up on our Facebook page, Morgan, right?
Yep, it's already up there.
Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you guys. Have a good day. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.